7 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition is suing the Putnam County Sheriff's Office. It's part of an effort to find out who's being held in Putnam County for federal immigration charges and to learn more about detention practices there. The lawsuit seeks access to records the plaintiffs say they've been lawfully asking for since October. A statement announcing the lawsuit says so far the sheriff's office has refused to provide such records or give a legal basis for the refusal and is detaining people in secret. When law enforcement takes a person into custody, the statement says, quote, information about that detention cannot be kept secret, full stop. The Tennessean reports the lawsuit in Putnam County Chancery Court is seeking the records, an explanation before the judge of why they weren't produced sooner, as well as asking for attorney's fees. City leaders are looking to address the child care shortage in Nashville. Two new proposals in the Metro Council would make it easier to open new daycare facilities. One bill would streamline and expedite the permit process for new centers. Here's Councilmember Clay Capp, the bill's sponsor.
It's a similar process for expedition that we set up a few years ago for affordable housing projects, which has led to a really significant reduction in the time that it takes to review those projects. It doesn't change the review itself, the rigor of it, or the criteria for it. It just puts child care up to the front of the line right after affordable housing.
The other bill would remove antiquated restrictions that prevent two child care centers from operating within 1,000 feet of each other. Both items have the support of the mayor and will be taken up at the next Metro Council meeting on March 17th. Last summer, a Tennessee video clip went viral showing a zebra dangling from a helicopter. That was after a days-long search for the runaway pet named Ed, who was airlifted back to his family from a pasture in Rutherford County. Now, a new exotic animal is on the loose in Middle Tennessee, an oryx. The animal has been spotted trotting around Jolton, showing up in yards, in wooded areas, and on roadways. The oryx is a type of antelope with distinctive black and white markings on its face and legs, and impressive horns that can grow to more than 3 feet long. It's unclear where this oryx may have come from, but Cheatham County authorities told WKRN they've passed the case on to Metro Animal Control.